Good afternoon, Ringel. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Lady Wolves High School volleyball team made it to the state tournament in Palmer earlier this month, and we know they were Southeast champions, and at the state tournament, they finished fourth place. We have with us today their coaches, Brian Herman and Shelley Powers. They're going to share with us their viewpoints on the team and what expectations they have for the next season. So you can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Shelley and Brian.
Hey.
How are you all today?
Good.
We're doing wonderful.
Great. Awesome. So how does it feel to be over with the season?
I mean, it was a long season, long for me, you know, it's a lot of time commitment and all that kind of stuff and dealing with family stuff on the side too. You know, you're kind of at the end of season, you're like, oh, okay, I can breathe again. But at the same time, I miss it. I miss being in the gym with the girls and seeing them every day. And I mean, volleyball is a passion of mine anyway. And I definitely miss that part of it, but yeah. Not the day in, day out, the grind of volleyball season. You know, that's kind of like, okay, I'm kind of glad that's over.
Yeah, it's always bittersweet when the season ends. You are looking forward to having a little bit more free time and not being, you know, tied down for every evening and all the weekends and the travel and everything. Yeah. But at the end of it, you still miss it too, because it is something that we both enjoy to do. So
yeah, and you guys like formed a bond for however many months. When do you start practicing?
We have summer open gym, so we see the girls during the summer. We usually try to do like twice a week there, but official practices started the second week of September.
Yeah, September 11th this year. So, but yeah, we do a little mini camp 2 weeks before the season. So it kind of never end. The high school girls, they help out with the middle school program in the spring. So, we're around those girls for a good 8 months of the year, a good chunk of the year. So, it's a lot of time invested for sure.
What does the mini camp look like?
So basically, it's mostly just to get some of the freshmen involved, just to kind of get them up to speed. There's rules and regulations on what we can and can't do preseason. We can't have mandatory practices and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's good to get the girls in the gym just to show them what we want for conditioning, to give them a little bit of time to kind of get in shape before we start the season, but also work on some skills and kind of get them used to what a varsity practice looks like. And then for the older girls, it's just basically
getting them warmed up
for the season, getting them kind of conditioned and everything. So
yeah. And then once season starts, how often are you all practicing?
Every day of the week. Every weekday until we're traveling. So
for how long each day?
2.5 hours.
Yeah, we have a half hour of conditioning and then 2 hours of practice every day. So
yeah,
that's definitely a commitment.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know Ringel is really good at commitment. So with sports, all of that.
Yeah.
So how long have you both been coaching volleyball, like in your whole lives?
I guess I'll go first. Right out of college, I coached the school that I grew up in, are the high school team there. And I think I did 3 years there. And that's the only coaching experience I had until I moved up here and started doing this with Brian. So I don't have a lot under my belt as far as coaching goes, but I definitely have grown up playing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I started coaching when I was 20. Went back and helped out with the club program that I played at, coached an under 16 boys team. And then after I got married and kind of settled, when I was about 25 years old, I started coaching club volleyball in Arizona, and then started coaching high school, and then eventually was a varsity coach. And then I've been off and on coaching since then. So over 25 years of off and on coaching, as programs needed help. A lot of it was volunteer stuff. But I was a varsity head coach down there for quite a few years, and then ran a club program for a couple years down there until COVID. So I've been in and out of it for for a long time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then why did you both want to take up coaching?
Here in Wrangell?
Well, no, in life. Okay. And I guess here in Wrangell, too, if you want to answer that.
You can go first.
For me, I played at a, you know, a pretty high level of volleyball. I was traveling all over the country. And so initially it was just being able to still be tied to the club program that I was involved with. It was something that a lot of the players would come back and help the younger teams once they graduated, if they were in college and available to help. It was just something our coaches wanted. It was kind of given back to the program. Mm-hmm. And then as I got a little bit older, it was harder to stay involved in super competitive volleyball. Even though I was still playing men's leagues, it just wasn't quite the same. And it's just a way to stay connected to something that you love and have, you know, I spent so much of my life playing volleyball when I was in high school and in college. It's just a way to stay connected to it. When you can't play anymore, when you get too old and broken to do it at a high level anymore, it's a good way to stay involved. Yeah. So
I would say that's pretty similar for me. So the high school I went to and grew up in, it wasn't very competitive at all. And I ended up joining a club team my senior year and got recruited to play at a local community college. And after that learning experience, I realized how much those girls at the school that I grew up in were missing out on, and they didn't know the true game of volleyball. So I would say my initial reason for wanting to go back and coach would be just to share my knowledge and help other girls gain love and passion for the sport, and also more knowledge in it as well. So, and that would be the same for why I wanted to do it here as well. So when we came and we're watching the girls play, we're like, oh, you know, they've got so much potential, and there's just a few things that, oh, we could fix that or that, you know, or maybe they've never been taught this technique or whatever it might have been. So just, you know, sharing our knowledge, I guess, and our experience. So
yeah. And I know, Brian, you said you guys don't get to play when you're older, but what do you play at all? Like just for fun with the team even?
Oh yeah. We both, Shelly, because she's pregnant this year, couldn't do as much.
I couldn't join in as much this year,
but yeah, definitely. No, I'm on the court with the girls as much as possible. It helps, to raise the level of play in the gym. Mm-hmm. And if they can see, a little bit, higher level of play, it just starts to, it slows the game down for them when they're playing against, other high school girls, if you can speed the game up in the court, on the court at practice. So, but at open gyms, we play with them all the time. Yeah. We're playing against them. And, and it's a good way for me to try to stay in shape. So, my philosophy is you can't coach from the sideline, like in practice. You got to be involved and on the court as much as you can to try to keep that level of play going. So
yeah, definitely. So in your opinions, what makes a well-rounded team?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question.
Well, and that's something that we are constantly looking at.
Yeah, because with here being in a small community, you know, you have a really wide range of skill level, and so that can make it difficult. But I would say a well-rounded team. I mean, I don't know, Brian. I'm thinking of like even just having girls on the team that are there, willing to put in the time and the effort, and listening to instruction and feeding off of each other, I guess. Like it's good to have some better players and some weaker players, because then you can learn from each other in that. So I don't know what else you could add to that.
Yeah, and having a
if that even answers it.
You know, and constantly having an influx of younger players that are in the learning process. Mm-hmm. It's a little different here. Down south, you know, our high school program, we have 36 spots available. We had a freshman team, a JV team, and a varsity team, 12 girls at each level. And here we don't have that luxury. It's, you know, we had 14 girls this season, and that's it. That's what you got, and it's all varsity. And so trying to have all those skill levels, you know, down south, you can split up the skill levels a little bit. And so a, a well-rounded team down there is a little different than what a well-rounded team here is. But trying to, you know, incorporate those younger players and finding a way for them to have success on the court and provide, you know, an opportunity to play for them, even though it might not be a starting role. It's a challenge, but it's something that helps our program. And yeah, we were able to, we had a couple freshmen that were able to find time on the court, and some first year players yeah. that found a lot of time on the court because they were, they learned a lot really fast by playing with some of our more experienced players. So,
yeah, that definitely makes sense. So, what are your thoughts on this past season's team?
Go ahead, Shelly. You can start on this
one. Oh, man. We had a great group of girls. The core group of them spent a lot of time over the summer in the gym working their buns off. We were super proud of them just in and of that fact. You know, these kids are part of busy fishing families, and you know, half the people don't even stay around for the summertime, so they were very committed, and we were really looking forward to the season because of all the hard work that they had put in, and we were excited about the season. What was the question? What do we overall think of about how it went? It overall, at the beginning of it, we had a rough start. And then the next couple tournaments we played, we ended up just winning every single game. And the girls were playing really hard and well. And they were working through tough matches and still coming out on top. And it was really exciting to see. And obviously, you know, we set our hopes really high after those tournaments. And we're looking for state, you know. Let's take the gold. And, you know, we didn't achieve that, which was a little of a bummer, obviously, but still proud of the girls and proud of the hard work that they put in, for sure.
And preseason, we always have a meeting with the girls and talk about expectations with the younger players, and we always set goals for our team so that, you know, we can, you know, see if we're accomplishing our goals. And one of our goals was to win regions again, and so this is the third season in a row that Wrangell won the region title, which is impressive. It's not easy to do that. Nobody wants Wrangell to win a region title. But we're the only ones. You know, all the other teams want to knock you off, and so that was one of our goals, and we achieved that goal. But last year the girls wanted to, you know, have one of the goals to win a state title, and I was like, that's probably not a realistic goal, you know. Looking at the team, and it didn't really look like we did. But this year, that was one of our goals, because going into the season, looking at what we had on paper, I thought we were probably one of the most dynamic teams, definitely in Southeast, and we proved that in Southeast Alaska. But I thought overall we were one of the most dynamic teams in 2A in the entire state. Just the different phases of the game that we played so well. Our serving, our offense was the fastest offense in 2A. We have the best setter in 2A. Even though she didn't win that award this year at state, she did last year. But we definitely have the best setter in the state. And we had a lot of offensive weapons that could do a lot of different things. So it was a great season. We did fall short on that one goal, but that is a really hard thing to end the season with a win. There's only one team that gets to do it, and in the entire state. I have never personally coached a team that has been able to end the season with a win. So we knew that it was a tough challenge, but we worked really hard. I changed a little bit of how I coached, because that's never really been on my radar as an actual goal, that we actually had a team that could probably do it. So we pushed them a little bit harder this year. I mean, I was a little bit more aggressive with how I handled certain situations, to try to maximize that potential. But so it was bittersweet. We had a great season. We almost went undefeated in conference play, which is unheard of in volleyball. I mean, it's so hard to not you know, and it was the last game of the last match of the season is the one we didn't win. That just shows how hard it is to win every mm-hmm. match of the season. So we did amazing. The girls really did amazing, even though we didn't meet all of our goals. The season was full of a lot of personal victories and team victories yeah. throughout the season. So it was good.
Yeah. Brian, you said that you changed your way of coaching. Do you mean you changed it specifically for the state tournament or?
Yeah, I think it was just the intentionality of what we were trying to accomplish. You kind of always look at, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and you kind of always evaluate what your team is and what are you striving for with your team. Sometimes you have teams that, all right, this year we need to just develop skills for next year. Mm-hmm. And so you're not so worried about your wins and losses. You're looking at how are we improving as a team? Are we getting better? Are we, you know, doing better at practice every week? Are we doing better at matches every week? How are we progressing? And so instead of focusing on something like that, which is typically in girls volleyball, that's typically what your focus is to try to get everybody better for the next season. And you hope things work out the way that you want them to, you know, but you never really are shooting for a state championship. It's such a high goal to set on everybody. It puts a lot of pressure on everybody to do that, you know? And so if you set smaller goals of just, let's just mm-hmm. improve, let's get this player to be able to do this by the end of the season, let's get our team to be able to accomplish this by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But I was a little bit more intentional, a little bit more focused on the winning side of things, which I'm not normally focused on. And I don't know if that worked, if it was good, if it was good or bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, it did. We played really well during the regular season. The girls really,
yeah,
really played really well. So.
That's awesome. So for next season, with new members on the team, and you know you're losing some seniors too mm-hmm. this year, for next year. How do you see your coaching evolve for like next season?
You go ahead, Brian.
it'll be kind of the same thing. You know, we'll evaluate as we go through the summer what we have for people coming out. We have some pretty high hopes for next year as well. Mm-hmm. We were missing a starter this entire season. She was gone. Yeah. She was in New Zealand for the entire season, so she's yeah. going to be coming back. She was a varsity starter and a major contributor for us. So
last year
we didn't have her all season, and so that's going to be a huge help. She's going to be a much more mature player than she was as a freshman too. And then we have some really good incoming eighth graders, yeah. and we have some amazing girls that were freshmen and sophomores yeah. this year. So we don't think there's going to be much of a drop off. We're going to be missing a little bit of firepower, I think. Mm-hmm. But
on the outside.
But I think some of our younger players are going to be able to step up and fill those roles. That, you know, they grow a lot in a short amount of time. It's amazing how,
yeah.
You know, some of these girls, like Sophia Martinson, just blew our minds this year. Yeah. From last year as a freshman. I mean, she's really small. She's only 5'1", maybe 5'1".
Yeah, I think so 5'1".
She's pretty small, but she just determined, like, she's just going to be a varsity starter. And she
play all the way around.
And she played every position so well all season long, and she played in the front row, and she really just amazing her growth in one
yeah.
in one season, one off season. You know, she yeah. showed up ready to play.
Yeah.
So those kind of things, you always hope that happened, that you get a couple players yeah. that do that. And almost every single year that I've coached, you always get one or two girls that as freshmen or yeah. sophomores were good players, but just not quite at the starting level. And they just figure it out and they go, you know, and become major contributors the next season. So,
yeah. And that kind of answers, I think, my next question, which is how does the team adapt after mm-hmm. losing seniors?
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like each year, you know, there's definitely yeah. growth with each student, you know, or player. And it can be surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can change your strategy as a team too, to maximize potential for what you have for players. you know, you can change a lot of things around and really be successful with different skill levels on the court. We were successful last year, and we were doing a lot of teaching throughout the season. The girls were still learning a lot, and we still had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. We just slowed down the game for them, and we were just doing really simple, basic things, but making sure the girls were successful at it. And yeah. then this year, we threw in a lot of higher-level things that other teams aren't doing because they're difficult. And we were able to have success with that as well. And so sometimes you have to slow it down and get everybody up to speed, yeah. and sometimes you can speed it up. And so you just kind of have to evaluate once the season gets going what you can and can't do. So,
yeah, really cool. So what is coaching like for both of you?
Stressful sometimes.
For sure.
I love working with Brian just because he has so much experience and that I don't necessarily have in the coaching side of things. I love it, honestly. I enjoy being with the girls. I enjoy being able to see them grow and play, and I enjoy playing with them as well when I can. And I don't know. It has its challenges for sure, but overall it's pretty rewarding. Yeah, and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's kind of bittersweet for me. I enjoy the volleyball side of it.
Yeah.
I like the competition. I'm a very competitive human being. Shelley can attest to that. I think a lot of the I've always enjoyed being an assistant coach. That's the role that I always enjoyed more, where I didn't have all the pressure of, you know, making all the decisions, and ultimately the buck stops with you when you're the paid coach. I loved being the unpaid assistant coach and in programs where I could actually just teach volleyball and I didn't have to do all mm-hmm. the administrative work and do all the other things. So it's a little bittersweet for me. I love the game of volleyball, and I love being able to teach kids some of these skills that they're not easy. It's a difficult game, and to watch these kids be able to do some of the things that we get them to do is really, really fun for me. It's mm-hmm. It's like a game of chess for me. You know, mm-hmm. how do we move the pieces in the right place and find success, and who do we use where to maximize our potential as a team. So it's really, really, a good mind exercise for me. But I could do without all the administrative stuff. That is not fun for me at all. So,
yeah.
And you are working, you're head coach now.
We're co-coaches.
Co-coaches.
Because we both have other commitments with our businesses and everything. We can't physically be there. This year we were a lot better. We didn't miss a whole lot. Both of us were gone.
Yeah.
But last year I was gone for 3 weeks of the season. Yeah. Shelley had to be gone for part of the season.
Yeah.
So we've just decided to kind of tag team.
Yeah. We take different roles. I'll be more on the Facebook side of things and contacting parents and reaching out to the students and doing that kind of stuff. He's doing all the scheduling and working with all the paperwork, all the nitty gritty stuff.
Yeah. It works out good. Having
so that's probably why I enjoy coaching.
Well, Shelley helps out so much, and it's great having somebody that has played at a high level that understands, you know, we see the exact same thing all the time on the court. So it's a little bit validating when you see something that a player is doing wrong, we both kind of look at each other at the same time, and we know exactly what we're thinking. So, but it's been awesome coaching with Shelley, because she does take a lot of that administrative load off of me with keeping in touch with parents and girls. And it's hard as a male coach being like, I don't like having like the girls' phone numbers in my phone and and trying to stay and communicate. I don't like being on Facebook. I don't like any of that stuff. That's not what I want to do. And so it's great having Shelly there that can handle a lot of that stuff. So,
yeah, that definitely makes sense. So you all spend a lot of time together during the season. What approach do you take as coaches working so closely together, like all the time. You're traveling together, you know, obviously you're playing games together, you're practicing. Mm-hmm. How is that?
It at times is great, and then at other times it's not. You know, when you're putting you got a group of teenage girls all stuck in one classroom, yeah. So, you know, spending the night at schools and for yeah. multiple days, and it can be a lot.
Yeah. Then you have different personalities, and you know, the girls did awesome this year. They held it together. They might have had their differences, but they held it together for the sake of the team.
Yeah.
Which is we had lots of conversations about that. You know, it's like this is volleyball. It's about the team right now. When it's volleyball time, we're gonna leave all that other stuff off to the side and just focus on what we can do as a team. And it's definitely can be interesting. I enjoyed being with the girls. They might have gotten tired of each other, you know.
I enjoy sneaking away. I get my own room wherever we go. I'm just like, peace out. I'm gone. So you guys, I can only do so much of the teenage girl nonsense sometimes. Living, considering I have two teenage girls and I am surrounded by it nonstop everywhere I go. It's nice to have a little break once in a while.
So, okay. So did you guys have any role models who inspired you to be where you are today, like as a coach?
I would say my club coach, my senior year, his name was Art Lambert. I didn't really know much about volleyball other than just the simple side of things. And when I joined his team, I learned a lot very quickly. My nickname was Bambi from him because whenever he would tell me what to do or something, he would just, Bambi, because I would just give this like stare, like blank stare, like, I don't know what you're talking about. But he taught me so much in such a short amount of time, and he had a lot of experience and wasn't afraid to not be nice, if that makes sense. Like he told me the truth, wasn't afraid of that, and really pushed me to be the volleyball player that I am today. I would say him. I don't know. I was kind of wondering if you would ask that question. I'm like, okay, who did I look up to? And I always looked up to the older girls that I was playing with, you know, back in the day. You know, that's kind of what you do. You look to that next great player, like, ooh, I want to reach that level, you know.
And I was really fortunate to grow up in a volleyball community on the East Coast that was pretty well known for its men's volleyball. So I was surrounded with great coaches. But my high school coach, who was also our head club coach, he really was on the forefront of modern volleyball when men's volleyball was really changing into a more athletic game and not just, you know, some tall people out there in the front row and some short people in the back row, but really changing like the offenses and the defenses into more of a strategy. And he was really on the forefront of it. And so we got to work a lot with college teams with our club program. And it was really, really amazing. I wouldn't have been even a halfway decent volleyball player if I was not involved in a program like that. I didn't always agree with how aggressive he was with coaching. He made my life very hard at times, but he found a way to always make us better. And sometimes it was through just, you know, he wanted to just make us mad so that we just do it, you know, just to prove him wrong.
I think we had similar coaches in that aspect.
But he was amazing. He really was. You know, our program had multiple four-time All-American Division I athletes come out of it, winning national championships, first national championship on the East Coast for NCAA men's volleyball. Two of the players came from our club team, Penn State's team. So he definitely was playing with some of the best coaches and some of the best players. So that really, when I started having opportunities to coach and saw how lucky I was to have such a great experience in volleyball, you know, that kind of spurred me on to want to, you know, share some of my knowledge that I got. So when I was playing back East. So.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up pretty much everything. Is there anything either of you want to add on volleyball, your thoughts, coaching this past season?
Yeah, I'm just saying we're looking forward to next season, and we're hoping to get those girls out there. After middle school volleyball, we're going to be doing open gyms, and come and practice. It makes a huge difference.
Yep. So. And some of you younger players that are in middle school, come out for middle school volleyball. Mm-hmm. So we coach just as hard at the middle school level as we do at the high school level. We slow it down a little bit, but it's a great place to learn some skills, and we have a little bit more fun at the middle school level, I think. It's a little bit more relaxed, but we still push the girls pretty hard to learn all their skills and try to advance them so they're ready to go for when they become freshmen, you know. So.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks so much to the both of you for coming in and sharing.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. That was Brian Herman and Shelley Powers, who are the co-coaches for Lady Wolves volleyball team. And we are not going to have Talk on the Rack for the next couple weeks because of the holidays. So happy holidays to everyone. And we're going to jump on into World Cafe.